Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Beloved, welcome to another episode of my 365 Devotional Challenge. And this August, we are running an entire season on vaccines, tagged the month of vaccines. So let's look at a few things about this recent invoked topic, vaccines. What are vaccines? Vaccines are germs or viruses and the likes, maybe bacteria and things like that, injected into the human body so that the human inbuilt disease-fighting mechanism can fight that injected virus and develop a defense mechanism called antibodies, what they used to call antibodies, so that when a real virus, like for example now the coronavirus now, or when the person gets in contact with a real virus, the already developed defense mechanism will stand up and fight the virus, making it less effective on that person that has collected the vaccine. Sounds good, right? I don't think so. Another question is, where are vaccines developed? Vaccines are developed in the laboratory by scientists who gather and combine all sorts of things. Remember, these are human beings with their own motive. Combine all sorts of filthy things and then send it to companies who bottle them, like all these big pharmaceutical companies, like the likes of Big Pharma and the Pfizer that are going to bottle the coronavirus vaccine, and send it to, you know, these big bottle companies to bottle them, and then they get them ready to be injected into human beings. In the case of the coronavirus, the vaccines will be made to look exactly like the coronavirus and injected into everyone in the world to help stop the virus. The question is, how can you help stop the virus by distributing a laboratory twin of that virus? Why not let us catch the natural one, or the one that you claim is the natural one, and develop antibodies like defense for that one? Why must it be the one that you are developing inside lab, where we know you, Bill Gates, we know you and the things that you've said, and people just don't want to pay attention, people just don't want to listen. Even TVC News in Nigeria, that I used to think that were authentic, they all know we don't have fact finders anymore. Even Babajide Otutoju, that I used to think that he tells the truth, I have not heard anything about from this guy as regards these vaccines and what Bill Gates has to say, has been saying all along about these vaccines and the population agenda, which of course in this series, in this season, we are going to see that it's even way more than that. We are going to break out the sinister plan, the evil plan, the instrument of the devil that this man is. But we know that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Number three question is, will the vaccines be voluntarily taken by people, or will it be made mandatory? Or will it be mandatory unless it's forced on people? Well, my answer is yes and no. Many people have already lined up and collected the test vaccine shots, and almost all of them immediately became sick with symptoms identical with the coronavirus. Like 1 week after, we're hearing of reports that people were becoming sick and sick and sick. And Bill Gates was asked about this subject. And imagine what Bill Gates said. He said he was carrying his two hands that he used to carry when he's speaking. That it's normal to go through a few. That this was so little compared to the benefit of the vaccine. What benefit? You're injecting something into our bodies and you're telling us about the benefit while you're trying to quell all the possible cures that are coming out. Working with the World Health Organization, which we know that you are the number one private donor. The World Health Organization. No. This doesn't take a genius to know, but sorry, not the world, not in the world that we are living in. The world we are living in is so dumbed down. Everybody's acting so dumb that nobody's rising for anything again except racism. Oh, beat me. So tell me you don't see black Americans in America that are telling you that it's fake, that there's nothing like that. That is being amplified. Anyway, let's move on. So many people have already lined up and collected this vaccine shot, and almost all of them just became sick almost immediately with symptoms that just look like the coronavirus. But the media still continues to glorify the vaccines and quench any possibility of a cure for COVID. The American President Donald J. Trump says he'll be using the military to powerfully, according to him, from his exact words, powerfully administer the vaccines to the American people. Surprised? Yes, I was too, considering he's always been anti-mainstream, anti-globalization, and anti-depopulation. An anti-depopulation activist. Is he bowing down to powers from the deep state because of his second term ambitions? We don't know, but we need to pray for him and for America, because this is scary. Let's leave it there for today, beloved. Beloved, join us tomorrow for another expository episode on the season 6, the month of vaccines. But one thing is clear, the church is marching on, and the Bill Gates of hell shall not prevail against us. Join me for a song to glorify God. When it seems impossible, just feel a fool. Phone Jehovah, he will answer all your prayers. When it seems impossible, just feel a fool. Phone Jehovah. When it feels impossible, just feel a fool. Phone Jehovah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Feel a fool, Jehovah. Yoruba dialect means leave it for Jehovah. God bless you, brethren. See you tomorrow. I love you, but Jesus loves you more. Bye-bye.